October 21st. He who plants a garden works hand in hand with God. Douglas Mallock. In 1954, the Burpee Seed Company announced that it would pay $10,000 to the first person sending them seeds, which produced a white marigold 2.5 inches in diameter. One of the persons who decided to try was Mrs. Alice Vonk of Sully, Iowa. Each year she selected the palest flowers from her blooms, gathered their seeds, and replanted them the following year. For many years she seemed to be making little or no progress, but she persevered. "Somewhere I knew God had such a flower," she recalled in Guideposts magazine, "and I was determined to find it." Finally, after 20 years of painstaking work, Mrs. Vonk succeeded. Competing against amateur gardeners and professional botanists all over the world, this Iowa grandmother was first to grow an all-white marigold. "But I was only the planter," she said when officials presented the prize. "God was the creator and grower." There is a lesson in faith to be drawn from Mrs. Vonk's adventure. She dreamed, she hoped, she worked, she believed. When you and I take the seeds God gives us and do the same, the results always will be beautiful, whether the product is marigolds or souls. His love has that transforming power on everything He touches. Help us grow in wisdom and kindness and love, Lord, so we can better serve each other.